奉主耶稣基督的圣名来做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
小妹所要做的见证是在，在题目上有些两难及危险中蒙神指示。
And we'd like to testify this evening about how I receive God's guidance in times of danger and trouble.
也是西元2001，不是，民国1991年。
2002年。
对，抱歉，2002年的5月18号。
In the year 2002, in May, something happened to me.
因为我的长女她怀第三胎。
My daughter gave birth to a daughter.
她到普里基督教医院产检。
And she was pregnant with a child, so she went to the hospital to be examined.
因为大医院那边比我们比较近，离我们比较近。
And because we live closer to the hospital.
去产检的时候，医生就说。
And during the examination, the doctor said.
医生说，叫你不要养肥孩子，怎么那么胖胖？
And she was slightly overweight.
这样自然生是生不出来。
And because her fetus was quite large, it is difficult to have a natural birth.
需要切腹接生。
And the doctor said most likely she will need to have a C-section.
他说后天星期一再来。
And so she asked her to return in a few days.
试试看接生一天，如果生不出来再开刀。
And so the doctor decided to try the natural birth, and if that doesn't work, and we will have a C-section.
我们听了很难过。
So when we heard the news, we were quite sad.
因为开刀并不是很安全。
Because at that time, to have a C-section, it is not very safe.
有时候遇到很不幸的时候也有。
And there are instances where it's a C-section operation might not be successful.
后来我们回家的，我们要回家的路上，我们想，我们先到仁爱教会去。找传道一起祷告。
So on our way home, we decided to stop by the church to ask the pastor to pray for us.
后来就祷告完了。
And after we prayed together,
传道说，如果要开刀，就决定开刀就好了。
And that the church minister says that if there needs to be a C-section, then it shall be performed.
不必冒险，要生一天生不出来，不要做冒险的事。
And to insist on having a natural birth, it may be more risky.
后来我们就要回家的路途中。
And so on our way home,
在商量中，我女儿说，我要到彰化去，动手术比较好。
And my daughter told me that she wanted to go to a larger city, and the hospital there is better equipped to have the operation.
因为她的同事有在彰化市的博研妇产科那里生产。
Because one of her colleagues gave birth in that hospital.
她有最科技的方法，让产妇不会痛。
And they have the best medical technique to minimize any possibilities of any pain and suffering.
结果，我们去检查结果。
And so we went to the hospital for the examination.
医生反而怀疑说，是不是有唐氏症？为什么跑到我这里来？
And the doctor thought that she was afflicted with some kind of an illness.
产前检查。不在他那里，为什么要生的时候就来了
？And the doctor was surprised why she came to him for delivery.
他认为问题有问题。
And so the doctor thought that there might be some problems.
结果医生说 你可不可以我介绍你到另外一个医院去
And so that doctor referred her to another hospital.
后来我们说为什么 要介绍我们到别的医院
And so we asked why.
他说因为你没有证明给我知道你的一切正常有没有正常
And because the doctor said told us that you have not shown that everything is normal in your pregnancy.
我女儿说一切正常
My daughter said to him that everything is normal.
可是医生要看证明
But the doctor wanted to see some documented proof.
结果我女儿打电话到普里医普济医院叫他们传真把所有的检查结果传真给这个医生。
So my daughter called her own doctor and to fax all her medical information to him.
医生就看了，他说好，明天过来。
And so the doctor agreed to perform the operation for her.
结果一早六点多我们在准备的时候。
So the next morning at around 6 in the morning.
我女儿说我肚子有一阵一阵痛。
And my daughter said that she is starting to feel the contraction.
结果我们很赶紧的到医院，结果在医院，正准备手术的时候。
So when we went to the hospital and we were preparing for the surgery.
也正是孩子要生出来的时候。
And that is when the child was about to be born.
就很顺利的把孩子接出来。
And so as a result, the child was given, she gave birth to the child successfully.
果然真的4250公克。
And she weighed over 4.2 kilogram.
感谢主，很平安。
And everything was at peace.
结果六个月以后。
Six months later.
结果不是六个月，我抱歉。结果再过几天
，A few days later，
这个孩子一直哭。
The child would continue to cry, and she would not stop crying.
我们抱他去看医生，医生查不出来他的病。
So we took the infant to the doctor, and they could not find out what was wrong.
后来，就没办法好好治疗，说没有问题。
And so the doctor could not find out the what is the diagnosis.
我们到了好几个医院。
And we went to several different doctors.
他们的解答说都很正常。
And their conclusion was that the child is normal.
他说可能是不习惯，所以爱哭。
And their conclusion was that perhaps the baby likes to cry.
后来。我向神求说，到底他有什么病？为什么一直哭？
So、
一定有很痛苦的地方。
So I prayed to God to reveal to me what her illness might be, because I know she must be suffering.
我向神说，你知道我们身上的疾病，你要告诉我们在哪里。
And I prayed to God that God, you know us, you know our health, our body, and you know where our illness lies.
结果。当我给他洗澡的时候
，So one day when I was giving the baby a bath，
我摸到左边腿上的地方有一个地方按的时候很软。
And when I put my hand on her leg， I realized there was a very soft spot on her leg。
我就发现原来问题在那边。
So I realized that was where the problem was。
我就洗好了。我按的时候哭得很惨。
So when I pushed on the area in the leg, she cried very loud.
洗澡好了，放在床上换衣服的时候。
So after I gave her the bath, she was on the bed.
我就给我女儿说，她痛在这里。
So I told my daughter, this is where she is feeling the pain.
我们就准备赶快去给医生看。
So we were getting ready to go to the doctor.
医生说这个是疝气。上去就是有一层腹膜破了一个洞吼，肠子掉在外面。
And the doctor says that there is some kind of a infection in her skin.
一般孩子也会这样，所以有时候小男孩子的下面会很大， 就是因为他腹膜破，肠子流到下面，所以会这样的情形。
There was something wrong with her intestines. Might be, not be in the right location, causing the pain.
可是这个孩子破的一小洞，所以掉出来的肠子不能收进去，就好像翘脖子一样，就固定在那里，没有办法流动。
And there was no circulation in her internal organs. That is why that was causing the pain.
所以她那么痛苦。
And so that is why she cried so much.
医生说这个实在非常困难的事情。
And the doctor says that this is a very rare illness.
一般来说，这个根本的治疗是要开刀，把那个肠子哈、哦、弄平，弄好，然后或者是。就把那个洞缝起来，它就不会再漏出，掉出去。
And the doctor said that there might need to be a surgery performed, repair the abnormalities, in her intestines.
可是这个孩子偏偏才没有满一个月，不能开刀。
But she has not, she's only a few weeks old, and she cannot undergo surgery.
怕开刀以前一定要打麻醉的时候，她醒不过来。
And the doctor was afraid that the anesthesia would be too strong for the baby.
因为这个孩子太小了，心脏太弱了。
Because his heart is still very weak.
在医学上没有人敢动手术。
And none of the doctors was willing to perform the surgery.
我听了非常难过。
And I was very sad.
我说就这样子让他怎么办？
And if we cannot perform surgery, what would happen to her?
就不能治疗了吗？
Is there no treatment at all?
他就跟我说，那你到台中中国医药学院，去看看他们设备好，可能有别的方法。
And so they refer us to another hospital in Taichung. Perhaps they are more medically advanced. They have better technology.
我们到台中，那个医生的说法跟他一样。
And this hospital in Taichung has the doctor has the same prognosis.
我问医生，如果勉强开刀，他的成功率有多少？
So I asked the doctor, what is the rate of success if an operation is to be performed?
他说就1%.
And the doctor said there's only 1% chance of success.
他说可以说是这婴孩开刀没有一个可以幸免的。
And there's very rarely any successful case for a little baby like this to undergo surgery.
我心里几乎我难过到几乎要掉泪水来。
And so I was so I feel so sad that I was almost in tears.
可是我心里一直相信主耶稣一定有办法救他。
But in my heart, I believe that God will save him.
可是医生说没有人敢动手动刀。
But none of the doctors was willing to help us.
他说你到台大医院也一样，没有人敢动刀。
And they said that if we go to the hospital in Taipei, they would have the same conclusion.
我心里很难过，要开刀也会死，不开刀也会死。
So I was very sad that there was no the doctors could not help.The baby.
他就说，我给你止痛药，一直忍耐到他满一周岁再来开刀。
And so the doctor says that I will give you some painkillers, so that we wait until he's 1 month old, then we have the surgery.
我现在已经痛到这样了，还要等满一周岁，要多少的日子要熬苦，真的可怜嘞，这个孩子。
And so I looked at how the baby suffered. It is so pitiful that she have to wait such a long time.
医生说，但是你们回去，如果他那个部位哈、发黑或者是变色发紫，赶快，无论如何赶快来。
And so the doctor says that if you go home, you realize that the wounds has turned dark color. You must return right away.
那个时候不开刀已经不行了。
And so that is an indication where a surgery is required.
它那个里面就要破了，破了就会死。
And because that is when the organs will burst, and it might cause the baby to die.
哇，我心里一直祷告神说这样怎么办？
And so I continue to pray to God.
我 就这样子回家。
And so we brought the baby home.
哦，一直哭。
And we cry a lot.
哭到脸都会发紫。
Until our faces were turning purple.
真的痛苦极深。
Indeed, we suffer a great deal.
那晚上，我孩子他们睡了，我叫我小儿子下来。我们两个人不要睡，我们一直要祷告。
And at night, I and one of my younger son, we pray throughout the night.
后来，可能在一点多的时候。
And around 1 a.m.
我们在祷告中。
And while we were praying,
神感动我们的祷告。
God listened to our prayer.
就突然间，圣灵的感动说，你们明天到普里基督教医院就好了。
And we hear a voice saying that tomorrow you should go to a hospital in Puli.
我这样想，普里医院那么小。
And we thought that that was such a small hospital.
何况医生说连台大都没有办法。
And the doctor said that even the hospital, even the large hospitals in Taipei could not help.
怎么到小医院可以呢？
How is it possible that a small hospital could help us?
我小儿子说啊，照神的意思，他叫我们。去一定有应许在。
And my son told me that it must be the will of God.
我就到楼上跟我女跟孩子的妈妈说。
And so I went upstairs and told the mother and the child.
早一点准备，我们到普吉去诊看病。
That tomorrow morning we will go to the hospital again.
他说为什么
？And they asked why.
我说我们祷告的时候神。感动说要到普吉看病就好了。
And I told her that it is through a voice that we heard in the prayer.
后来他就准备。
So next morning, we prepare ourselves.
我们就七点多到。
And we went there at 7.
他们八点开始。
And the hospital opens at 8.
结果第一个给我们先到小儿科给医生看。
So we went to see the pediatrician.
小儿科看了，他说：“啊，这个很危险，危险，太危险了，赶快到泌尿科去。”
And so the doctor, the pediatrician realized that the baby was in a very critical condition, so he sent him to another department.
他也赶快打电话给泌尿科说，赶快看这个孩子。
And he referred him to another doctor to see the child.
结果泌尿科看的时候。泌尿科的医生看的时候
，And so after the doctor examined him，
他说：“哇，这个现在开刀。
”And the doctor said that we must have the surgery right away。
再不开刀危险。
And if without doing so, the child's life will be in danger。
我问他，开刀的几率有多少成功
？So I asked him, what is the rate of success？
他说10%。
He said about 10%。
我很安慰，因为还有10%。
And so I was deeply comforted.
就这样子，马上送到手术台。
So right away we went into the operation room.
我们在外面一直祷告。
And outside the room we pray to God.
差不多有两个小时。
For about 2 hours.
就护士叫我们说，林厚恩的家属在哪里，请进来。
And so the nurse called us in.
我马上进去。
And so after we went in,
就看到这么小的肚子就这么一点点露出来。
And I saw the baby's abdomen exposed.
看到他还有呼吸。
And I saw that he was breathing.
我心里很安慰。
And so I was very happy.
那医生给我看，说他的里面的肠因为已经快破了。剪掉的放在外面，剪掉的给我们看，我们剪掉这么多的肉，这样。
And so
the doctor, 这么多的肠，这样。
The doctor had to cut off a section over her intestines that was rupture, and so the doctor showed us how long it was cut off.
但后来他说差一点点，在今天不来来不及。
And so the doctor says that if the operation was not done today, it would have been too late.
他说我们开刀的很成功。
And doctor says that the operation was a success.
他说因为你们在外面一直祷告神在保护。
And the doctor says that because of your prayer, we believe that God listened to your prayer.
结果他说你看完了我们就把它缝好就要推到 恢复室那边去等。
So the doctor was ready to suture her wounds and bring her to the recovery rooms.
就他说现在是成功一半。
And the doctor says that this is only halfway there.
要等他会不会醒过来。
We need to wait to see if she will wake up from the anesthesia.
如果她醒过来，那就感谢神。
If she will become awake, and then we thank God.
现在只有怕她没有办法醒过来。
What we afraid of was that she might not be able to wake up.
因为打过麻醉针。
And because of the strong anesthesia.
我们在外面一直祷告。
So outside the recovery room, we continue to pray for her.
2小时半以后，这个孩子哭了。
About 2.5 hours later, the baby started crying.
医生最高兴，他说：“哇，活过来了。
”And the doctor was very happy to see that.
感谢主。
Yeah, thank God.
真的感谢主。如果神没有神的指示，告诉我们去那边，我们真的不知道怎么办是好。
Without God's guidance, we don't know what we should have, well, what we would have done.
这个孩子六七个月的时候。
And when the child was about 6 months old.
我们以为是感冒。
And one time, we thought that he was had a cold.
结果连后来吃东西也很已经不活泼，很爱睡。
And he does not have appetite, and he's always sleepy.
我女儿说我们还是到普里基督教医院好了，因为孩子好像精神不好。
And so we decided to take him to the hospital.
我说本来就是。
And so I say, yes, I agree.
结果我们到普里检查，结果抽血检查，他说要住院。
And so the doctor drew some blood and did some analysis and said he must be hospitalized.
他说细菌感染。
And because he had a infection.
后来我以为是感冒的细菌感染。
And I thought that it was a cold virus.
结果要打血管打不进去。
And but they could not find his blood vessel to give him the IV.
手脚都打过，都打不进去。
And could not find any blood vessels in his arms or legs.
护士说，因为肉很多，看不到血管。
And the doctor says that because he has a lot of muscle or fat, cannot see the blood vessels.
后来我叫护士暂时停止休息一下，等一下再打。
So I asked the nurse to wait a little bit.
后来我打电话回家。
So I call home.
请大家要为这个孩子祷告。怎么住院？血管打不进去。
And I ask everyone to pray for this child.
结果感谢主，一针就打进去了。
And thank God that later the nurse was able to find a vein.
我们住院当中。
And during our hospital stay.
跟我们同一间的病人。
And the patient that was in the same room as us.
他也是小孩子。
Is also a child.
我问那个孩子的妈妈，你这个孩子什么病？
So I asked the mother, what is your child sick of?
他说长病毒。
And he says that he is afflicted with some intestinal virus.
我吓一跳，因为长病毒很危险的病，那个很多人死了或者是变成植物人，脑膜炎很多。
And it is a very serious illness that could be fatal.
我就提议医生说，能不能把我放房间？我怎么跟那个长病毒的一起病上加病？那不是更厉害
？And so I asked the doctor to change the room because I don't want the child to be afflicted with a contagious disease.
医生说没有关系啦，你的孙子的病跟他的长病毒是兄弟，没有关系。
And he says that your grandson's illness is just as bad as this other child's.
后来，可是医生还是有听我的话，我们在一个人住的房间。
But later, the doctor relented and he moved us to a single bed room.
那个时候一个礼拜就出院。
And so we stayed in the hospital for about a week.
感谢主，病好就回家。
And after his sickness was cured, we went home.
他一岁七个月左右的时候。
And when he was about a year and 7 months old.
也是常常发烧。
And he was often he often catch a cold.
我们就去检查，去普里基督教医院。
And again, we went back to the same hospital.
哦，医生抽血，他说检查，他说长病毒。
And the doctor had a drew some blood and realized that he has some intestinal virus.
而且很严重。
And it was a very serious case.
他说细菌，感染到脑，已经在门槛脑的门槛差一点点就，无法救了。
And the doctor said that the virus has reached the brain, and the case could almost be fatal.
Oh, 我吓了一跳，又要打针。
And so I was very surprised and astonished.
这个孩子又不能打针呢，不容易打针。
And because the child, it is not, it is difficult for the child to receive a shot.
我打电话叫我孩子说打电话给所有的孩子要帮忙祷告。要住院，还要现在要打针。
So I call all my children to pray for this baby.
当我们住院的第六天，第一个礼拜。
So after staying in the hospital for a week.
我的孩子能来的就同时一起来看我们。
Some of my children came to visit him in the hospital.
结果刚好孩子在的时候，那个医生主治医师。他巡环病房。
And one of the chief doctors was in the room when my sons came to visit.
我跟医生说，我们什么时候可以出院
？So I asked the doctor, when can we be discharged?
他看了口腔，他说啊，还早。
And he said that there still need to be a period of time.
他口腔脓包还没有消。
There was some swelling in his mouth.
他说看这个情形，可能一个礼拜以后再检查看看。
So the doctor says that maybe we'll wait for another week.
我听了再一个礼拜，我心里想，哎呀，还要一个礼拜，我已经想回家了。
I was homesick and I wanted to go home and I could not wait another week.
一个礼拜没有到教会，心里很难过。
I haven't been to church for a week and I feel very sad.
结果。我的孩子要走以前，我们一起祷告。
And so before my child, before my sons left, we prayed together.
神感动说。
And God moved us.
不要难过。
God comforted us.
等一下，有一个传道和执事来，要按手祷告，病就好了。
And there was a voice. We heard a voice that later on there will be a minister will come and lay hand and pray for your child, and he will be healed.
我不知道传道会来，因为没有传道打电话说会来看我。
We were not notified before that a minister will come visit us.
结果我的孩子要走，我送他们到停车场那边。
So when my sons were leaving, I went out to the parking lot.
车子走了，我也回医院。
And after returning to the hospital,
我转身没有走几步。
And when I turn,
结果我听到有人叫我。
I heard somebody calling my name.
我回头看。
And I look back.
果然真的传道，有一位传道跟执事一起过来。
One of our church pastor and deacon came to visit us.
就他说要来为我们代祷。
And they were coming to pray for the child.
我带他们到病房。
So I brought them to the hospital room.
在病房祷告。
And there we prayed together.
他们两个轮流按手。
And so they took turns to lay hand on the child.
感谢主，他们就回去了。
And after the prayer, they went home.
从那个时候，他的烧完全退了。
And so from that time on, the child's fever went away.
到了隔天。
So the next morning,
这个孩子都没有发烧了。
And the fever did not recur.
医生在巡环的时候。
So when the doctor came to visit him,
他看病历表，从昨天下午就没有发烧了嘛。
And so the doctor saw that his fever has subsided since yesterday.
我说对。
And I said yes.
从昨天他也活泼了，又爱吃东西。
Starting yesterday, he regained his appetite.
还叫我一直叫我说，我们到福利社去买东西吃。
And he wanted me to buy things for him to eat.
叫我医生看了口腔。
And so the doctor examined him again.
吓了一跳，哎，昨天脓包还那么多，怎么现在好干净，完全好了
？And realized that he was completely cured.
他说：“可是我要叫护士再抽血，再检查看看。”
And so he called the nurse to draw some blood and to examine again.
验血结果出来。
So the result of the blood test.
没有细菌了。
Indicated that the infection was gone.
完全好了。
And he was completely cured.
他就跟我说：“你可以出院了。”
So he said to us that we can go home.
我高兴的打电话给我女儿说：“来接我们，我们已经。”要出院了。
So I was so happy that I called my daughter to come and get us.
她说不是昨天医生说还要一个礼拜吗？
And she said that then the doctor said that there needs to be another week.
我就告诉她说，昨天我们一起祷告的时候，神有感动说传道会来，传道只是来按手就好，病好了。
And so I told her the story about how the minister came and prayed for him.
非常的感谢主。
And we are very deeply thankful to God.
这样很艰难的时候。虽然人在医院，可是没有办法。
In these difficult situations, even though man cannot help us,
还是我们创造我们的神，他有办法。
But God can help us.
那我们看一下经节。
Let us turn to a passage.
我们看以西结书四十，以西结书三十九章。
Ezekiel chapter 39.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
以西结书三十九章二十九节。
Ezekiel 39 verse 29。
我们一起念。我也不再颜面不顾他们，因我已将我的灵浇灌以色列家，这是主耶和华说的。感谢主。
And we thank God.
虽然我们不是以色列人。
Even though we are not born Israelites.
我们是属灵的以色列人。
But we are the spiritual Israelites.
这个经节神说，我不再颜面不顾他们。
Here God says that I will not turn my face from them.
因为他将他的圣灵浇灌我们。
Because God has poured down His Holy Spirit upon us.
我们发生任何事。
So no matter what happened.
只要呼求神。
As long as we cry out to God.
他不会再颜面不顾我们。
God will not cover his face from us.
他会照我们的需要来成全我们的心愿。
God will fulfill us according to our prayer and request.
感谢主。
We thank God.
愿一切荣耀归神的名。
May all the glory be unto God's name.
Hallelujah.
感谢神，我们听到田传道娘美好的见证他的孙子或者孙女怎么样从神那里得到种种的恩典、种种的医治那我们感谢神，我们能够听到这么美好的见证我们也请田传道娘有机会能够再多多的跟我们分享去多多的见证那我们现在一起来唱诗150首 ，Sing Hymn Number 150。